Hi everybody, this is Monday, September the 1st. I'm sharing with you a little segment of my workout, and it's the workout that I'm doing today. It is also a sample of the Sculpting with Weights Level 1 workout. I've already ridden my bike for 30 minutes, so I feel pretty warmed up. So I'm actually skipping over the warm-up portion of the workout, and I'm going to just let you sample the very beginning part, so you can just sort of get a feel of what the workout is. And so I have my weights. I've got 5 pound weights and 8 pound weights. I've got my yoga mat. I have my stationary bike in front of me, which is really heavy, which I use for balance when I need it. I'm just going to let you hear the very first part, the overhead shoulder press, so that doesn't require a lot of balance. But in the workout, there's going to be upper arm work and leg work and floor work and a cool down, but you won't get to hear all that. So here we go. I'm going to turn on the workout, and hopefully you'll be able to just hear it as we go. Let's do it.
To move on to the standing strength exercises. Are you ready? Let's do some squats. Stand in front of the chair with your feet shoulder width apart. Put all of your weight in your heels and slowly bend your knees.
I should know my own workout.
Towards the chair. We'll do squats. Sitting motion. Sink back until you touch your butt to the chair. Or if you can, don't touch down and hover above the chair. And then straighten your legs back to standing. Now let's begin our first set. Down and up, down and up, down and up, down and up. Inhale as you bend your knees and sit back. Exhale as you dig your heels into the ground and stand back up. Down and up.
Squat. This is a down, little fast down, for up. Me, so down, I go a little bit slower up. Than she says, which is just fine.
I love squats because they're so great for strengthening and toning your entire lower body, especially the butt, hips, and thigh areas. Good. Did you start to feel the burn? Sit back as low as you can each time, keeping the weight in your heels. A good way to do this is to try lifting your toes up towards the top of your shoes. Take some deep breaths, march in place, and get ready for the second set. Here we go. Sit back, come up. Sit back, come up. Squat down, come up. Squat down, come up. Keep your legs parallel and your knees forward so that they don't come together and they don't bow out. And avoid locking them at the top. Last four, three, two, and one. The next exercise is an overhead shoulder press. Grab your weights for this exercise. You can try the heavier set here if you have two sets. Hold one weight in each hand. Stand with feet shoulder width apart and soft knees, tucking the tailbone under so your butt isn't sticking out behind you.
Bring your arms out to the sides
and bend the elbows to make right angles with your arms, palms facing forward. Straighten your arms as you push your hands up to meet over your head, and then return to the start position with arms at right angles. Press up, lower, down. Press up, lower, down. Press up, lower, down. Press up and down. Exhale as you press your arms straight up overhead. And inhale as you lower
your
arms
down a little bit.
Elbows bent at right angles.
Do it at your own pace.
This exercise focuses on strengthening your shoulder muscles. Great. Set one is done. Take a few deep breaths, keep moving in place, and get ready for the second set. Here we go. Press up, lower, down. Press up, lower, down. Press up, lower, down. Press up and down. As you move through the motions, keep your abs engaged by tightening them as if someone were about to punch you in the stomach. Press your arms high to the sky and lower down. In three, two, and one. Put your weights down as we move on to the right leg lunge. Standing to the left of the
Okay, so I won't be able to play everything for you guys, obviously, but so I'm going to continue with the workout as soon as I finish this. And so what comes up next is lunges and both sides, bicep curls, tricep extensions, sumo squats, and then you get on the floor and do overhead chest presses. You do some bridge pose, tightens your core and your butt and your thighs. We do planks, and they are hell. And we do bicycle, and what's the other thing? I can't remember. There's something else, but I don't remember what. Oh, you're doing back flies and back leg raises. So, and then you do a cool down, and I think there's a couple things that I've forgotten. But the whole workout lasts around 35 minutes or so. And it's good. It's very basic. And it does move a little bit quickly for me. We had some trouble with the timing on this one. But we're going to just get better and better the more we do. It's a learning curve. So enjoy. Have a great day. Exercise good. Well, and tomorrow we'll do something else.